Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
God is doing something. God is doing something, and we are meeting people face to face in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Okay, so we're going to get started with our anchor scripture, James 1, 2 through 4. Okay, so in this season, the Lord has been really dealing with me on counting it all joy. Even though we go through various trials and tribulations, count it all joy. Even testing, the testing of our faith, there becomes a testing of our faith. And even as we continue to grow in Christ, it's like we experience different seasons where there's another height of testing our faith. And a lot of times we can feel like, oh, God, I trust you and I'm gonna do your will and this. And it's true. You know, I've had much, I've had less, and I'm still rocking with Jesus. I'm still, you know, but God understands the depth and the different levels of where we are. And so different seasons really expose those true colors of how we will handle things, especially when we don't feel or hear God is clear talking about certain situations that we want God to talk about, right? So let's go ahead and pull up the scripture, James 1, 2 through 4. It says from the English Standard Version, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, in Jesus' name. And so even as the worship was speaking to counted it all joy, count it all beautiful, count it all marvelous, I will be glad. I will be glad. And even then she mentioned, she said, I've made a decision to stand and declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. So even in this, I know a lot of us, as we go through this Christian walk, and even as apostles, so we're moving in the flow. Apostle talked about again last week, the cost of carrying the cross, you know, discipleship, there is a cost in it. And it's also important that as you're continuing to move in it, that we're not growing weary, that we're not being upset about it, but that we are literally counting it all joy, because God is intentional about everything that he does. And it's important that we're continuing to grow in our faith. God wants us to continue to be matured. He wants us to continue to grow, even in intimacy with you. We can't rob the time of having to endure, because the Lord wants us to continue to grow. And even then, the Bible speaks about him chastising the ones that he loved, and we will be illegitimate if we were not disciplined. But as being his children, he wants us to continue to grow in faith. He wants us to continue to increase in faith. And there are times and seasons where it as we continue to grow, we just grow to a higher and different level, literally. And even with what I'm currently enduring, and whatever it is that you may be currently enduring, the Lord is intentional about, again, the growth of our faith. He's intentional about us continuing to mature and continuing to even grow into who and what he has called us to be. So there's destiny even attached. There's things that have to come up and out in Jesus' name. And so when you count it all joy, you can see it. Because what I felt in my spirit was the Lord just being like, hi, you've been promoted. You've been promoted. So whenever you're continuing to feel even the fire of God in your life that is pushing you, even me being here before you today, even me being here before you today is God's evidence of him saying, even in the midst of you going through this, I still need you to show up. And even in this, I'm seeing, how do you act? How do you respond in the times of pressure? How do you respond when I haven't even said nothing yet? And so God is into us and our faith and testing our faith and really seeing our position and our posture. One thing I came across or even sat with is the cost of following the cross requires true faith to withstand the endurance. The cost of following the cross requires true faith to withstand the endurance. If Apostle didn't love God, if Apostle didn't believe in Christ, the way that she has continued to show up in spite of, if you didn't believe in God, if you didn't love God, we will not, it requires true faith to be able to withstand the endurance and the need to continue to posture yourself and to continue to show up. There was an Instagram post that I came across, and I felt the Lord speaking to me through it. I'll go ahead and read it. It says, your anxiety isn't proof that something is off. It's proof that you're not in control. That's the point. So again, a lot of times God is testing our faith and allowing even our faith to be matured, because we need to be complete, lacking in nothing. We need to grow in our posture. We need to grow in our maturity. We need to grow in our faith. God knows the faith that is needed to continue to go forward to do his will. And so real faith is forged when you have to trust his character instead of the result. So sometimes we're looking for even an outcome. We're looking for the outcome to go ahead and come forth. God, just tell me the outcome. And there's a lot of times where we have to just wait and we have to endure. And even then, God is looking at us to see if we really trust his character. Are we really going to stand in? Are we really going to stand still? Are we really going to stand on his word? And even then, how do you wait? And so it's so important that even when we're waiting for him to speak or say something, that we're not moving prematurely to do something just to get out of that anxiety. We don't want to mishandle the place where God wants to build us. We don't want to move too quick or do anything when God is really trying to build us. That process of him building us is highly intentional. Even as the word speaks to Christ enduring the cross, he had to endure the cross for the joy that was set ahead. And so even with the song choice that was used for worship, it's intentional. All of this is intentional. And we have to focus again on the joy that is set ahead for us, and not so much on where we are, not so much on the trials and tribulations that are promised. We are promised. We are already told that we're going to go through trials and tribulations. Control won't calm you. It's important that we trust the right now. Seek. Don't interrupt the middle. Don't interpret the middle as a mistake, because everything God wants to do next is in you, through you, and for you. And it is being built on this foundation. So God needs the stretch. God needs the middle. God needs this moment to continue to build you, to continue to build us. Okay, let's go to Matthew 10:22. Matthew 10:22, it says, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." So it is so important once again for us to endure. God wants to endure. Go ahead and can you bring up Hebrews 10:35, I think is what it is. Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. I am always saying, Lord, I want to be pleasing before you. Lord, I want to be pleasing before you. But it is so important that we run our race. It is so important that we run our race and that we endure properly, that we do not shrink back, but that we continue to move in faith. Because guess what? The righteous have to live by faith. Hebrews 12:3 says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." I had Friday night, I went to my friends and I watched The Passion of Christ, and I just wanted to watch. I've been wanting to watch it, but I was waiting for the right moment, you know, to watch it. And so I watched the whole thing, and one thing I noticed was, obviously it's a movie, so, you know, we don't really know, but they put things into, you know, visuals to see, you know, get a bit of a glimpse of how it could have been. And so when Christ was carrying the cross, there was moments where he fell down, right? After being beaten bad. And I remember there was a moment where he looked over, he seen his mom, and something rose up in him to where he remembered the joy. He remembered his why. He remembered his father's will, because he prayed, if you remember in the garden, he prayed and he asked for the cup to be removed, but nevertheless, God, your will be done. And so even in that, Christ got back up because he endured. He's seen the cross. He's seen the joy. He's seen restoration. He's seen the need for sheep to have shepherd. He's seen the need for, and even knowing that people don't know the things that they do. And he's seen that there was a need to be met. There was a bigger promise. There was reconciliation that was needed. And we needed that because we were doomed to death. But Christ came so that he can destroy the works of the devil. And so what happens if he didn't endure? We wouldn't even be here today. We wouldn't even be here today. And so the things that God has us to endure is not just for ourselves, but it's for other people. As we continue to show up, it's also for other people. So God, I thank you for the joy. I pray, God, that we continue to seek and look, Father God, towards the joy, not so focused on the now, not so focused on trying to hurry up and get an outcome. But surrender so that you can have your perfect way in us. So that you can have your perfect way in us. So that we can continue to become, so that we can continue to grow in Jesus' name. Let's see. Let's go to Romans 5:3-4. I love the word, and then you can also always go back to the word to clarify your season or to clarify what the Lord is doing. The word will always tell you and redirect you and even correct you and even align you to know that where you are is where God wants you to be. It's one thing to be obviously outside of his will, but it's another thing when God has you, when God's hand is on you, when God has placed you where you are for a reason. And that's the perfect place to be. In God's will is the perfect place to be. You can't do no wrong. Okay, Romans 5:3-5 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So we see this path. We see that sufferings brings endurance. Endurance brings character. And character brings hope. And so God is very intentional in the steps that we go through. God is very intentional of his will being done. So everything has a reason. Everything has a reason as to why God places us to endure. So even then, God is wanting to even just grow our character. God is wanting to strengthen our character. There is strength that I am gaining in this season of having to endure, of having to show up. Sometimes we're like, God, wait, I'm in this season right now. Let me just wait. Let us just wait till I get out of it, and then I will be ready. But God is like, no, this is the best place. This is the best place. I want to see if you're going to still show up. Are you going to still do it afraid? Are you going to still do it when everything is not all good, peaches and cream? Are you still going to show up? How are you going to show up? And are you going to count it all joy? Even I'm going to go ahead and read. Where is it? 2 Timothy 2:3. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, share in suffering. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. We are called to suffer with Christ. We are called to suffer with Christ. But guess what? We're also called to reap the reward. We're called even to reap the joy that is our portion in Jesus' mighty name. So everything is intentional. Everything is intentional. And even then again, he is looking for your character. He's looking to see how do you show up in pressure when pressure is being applied. What Naomi Rain said, I've made my decision to stand and declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. She said, through the fire, through the flood. Are you going to show up? Are you going to show up? Can God trust you? Can God trust you? Everyone can carry the glory of God because it is weighty. It is weighty. But we move in the strength of the Lord. We move in the strength of the Lord. And then our focus, it's important again that our focus is set to be on the will of God, because we are living sacrifices. We have to know that we are living sacrifices, and that everything was created for God. Everything was created for the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything was created for the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's important that we have care and obedience for the kingdom of God. And I'm not even just speaking to us. I'm talking about the world. How do you show up for the world? How do you show up in your workplace? My God. How do you show up when there is no immediate relief? I'm gonna be honest with y'all, food did not give me no relief. That does not give me comfort. God makes sure when he places you somewhere and wants to grow you, and you have to stay there in that season, he makes sure that there is no exit plan. There is no exit. I mean, I can choose, but really, truthfully, you have to really purposely be like, no, I'ma just. But no, God will intercede to where even food won't even comfort you. We have to stand still, and we have to trust God in the process. Whew, the testing of faith can really make you feel stripped down to where, again, the only thing that is able to really even speak to your faith is that you continue to show up and that you continue to endure well, and you still count it all joy, that your confession is not changing. Because the devil really wants you to change your confession. He wants your perspective to look at God as if he just left you. But God is intentional. What happens when doing good brings more trials? Seeking righteousness brings more trials. It's important to know that we are in the hands of God. We are in the hands of God. And again, you have been promoted. It's important to remember God's character. We have to remember who we are, whose we are, and even understand that God is trying to do more. We are called to bear fruit. We are called to bear fruit. Just as, and I've seen it even just not, I knew I was going to be speaking on today, but I didn't know that I would be where I am right now, if that makes sense. And so even then I felt him, or even just thought to myself, like, he's coming to get his return on his investment. He's coming to get his return on his investment. I think about the talents, where he gave one person one talent, another person two talents, and then another person five talents. And they were to go in multiply, do well with what was given. He came back, and only two of them did what they were supposed to do. They did double. They multiplied. God wants us to multiply and be fruitful. And one thing about it, I don't want to get in trouble. One thing about it, I do not want to get in trouble with the Lord. All I want to hear is, you have done good, my faithful servant. But it is important that with what God has given us, that we don't shrink back, that we continue to show up and do until what God has called us to do. That he gets his return on his investment. What gifts has God given you? What has he told you to do? What has God told you to endure? What has God told you to wait on? And how are you showing up? How are you enduring? Are you counting it all joy? Are you counting it all joy? And in that, we have to remember again that God is intentional in the process. God is intentional about what he moves us into. God is intentional about our growth. He's intentional about us being disciplined. In Jesus' name. So can you trust him with the unknown? Can you trust him with having to wait? Another thing is your foundation built on Christ? Because that test will tell. That test will tell. Because once trials and tribulations come, are you like, oh, Lord, my whole life is over with. This is it. Are you crying, wallowing? Which we got to cry sometimes. We got to cry. But also, what's your posture? Are you still showing up? Do you feel like your faith has been defeated? Are you changing your confession? Are you doubting God? Because only your foundation being built on Christ will stand. Only what you do for Christ will stand. So will you believe that God has you completely? Is your surrender situational? God wants us to trust in him. We can have self-sabotage, or we can choose to trust in him and gain the reward from it. Because nevertheless, it's either you trust God and you stay with it and you endure properly, or you self-sabotage and you still got pain to deal with. So you might as well get the reward for your press. You might as well endure and receive the glory that comes from it, from your press. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." I believe that was the same thing that Jesus thought to himself. That I have to intercede on behalf of them. I have to. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His only. Through his love. Through knowing that there's a need. There's a sacrifice. There is a sacrifice that is needed. And I know there has been times where, you know, even people may say, oh, why we gotta suffer? We are in a fallen world. We are in a fallen world, but thank the good Lord that he came to destroy the works of the devil. There was a law and all things set before we even came place on this earth, and we can get upset about how things are, or we can get in alignment. Because truth is truth, and you can't run away from the truth. We didn't create this world. We didn't create this earth. God did. And he has a standard. He has a standard. The good news is that God uses it for good. And trials don't change the truth. Trials do not change the truth. And so it's important that we keep our eyes set on the Lord, enduring, I'm going to go ahead and read where it says Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, in Jesus' name. So once again, he is the perfecter and founder of our faith. He is the author of our faith. And there are seasons that can really catch us by surprise. Again, I was like, Lord, what is happening? I thought I had faith. But I want you to kind of speed this up now. I mean, yeah, let's get this going. He's like, no, we got to deal with that because I need you to trust my character. And the thing about it is, I told my prayer partner, shout out to my prayer partner, Sierra. That's my girl. The Lord knew I needed Sierra this season. But he knew that I needed to trust his character because I know the word. I know you're going to chastise the ones that you love. But how much chastisement you going to do? Sometimes we don't want that chastisement. It elongates for so long. And I knew the thing about it is I knew that God was going to keep me. I knew that I was protected. I mean, I know that I'm protected. Let me not say new. I know that I am protected. I know that I am covered. I know that my life is not going to be, you know, taken away. But I just knew that when it comes to the cost of pain, when it comes to the pain point, I'm like, Lord. And it's the same way with Jesus, which we haven't dealt, even to the word says, we haven't dealt to the pain of blood, sweating out blood. We haven't dealt it in that way, but God knows and understands our limits in the different things that we can endure. Again, I've had much, I've had little. Bank account been overdrawn and everything. I'm still good. What we doing? What's up? I still got food on. I got a roof over my head. We good. We going. But the Lord knows and the magnitude where we need to continue to increase in our faith and in the way that we really truthfully need to trust his character, that at the end of the day, there is joy. There's joy. There's rewards. There's something in this enduring, and God wants to continue to stretch and build us so that we continue to be complete, lacking nothing. I laugh because nowadays in my prayer, you know, we always pray, God, I want your glory. God, give me your glory. Nowadays, I tell God, because it's pain when you asking for all that. Oh yeah. Now I tell God, I say, God, I want whatever it is that you have written. What is in the book of the destiny that you have written for me? That's what I want to do. I'm not going to add to it, but if you need me, I'm available because I'm still a living sacrifice. Nevertheless, I don't just be like, oh God, what have you written of me? And even still with what he's written, we still having to show up and endure. He's still stretching and having his way. But I'd rather be in God's will. And I'd rather be pleasing before him. And that even tests the love that we have for God in the way that we show up, in the way that we endure, in the way that we say yes, in the way that we press our way, in the way that we don't change our confession. Because you best bet the enemy is also contending, but he on a leash, respectfully. He is on a leash. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to encourage you guys. Encourage you guys to endure. Endure well. And a lot of times we can feel like, oh, I'm a mature saint. I'm a mature saint. And the Lord will shine that light and be like, oh, what happens when you're in here? You're rushing for the outcome so you can endure the outcome. But I'm not trying to get you to endure the outcome. I want you to endure now. What happens when I don't tell you which way you're going? What happens? Are you going to stay the course? How are you going to still show up? And even that's a fruit of the Spirit, long suffering. Jesus. And so taking up our cross and following Christ requires the need to endure, to be patient. In Jesus' name. I'm feeling my release. So I have a declaration that we're going to say. If Essence, if you can pull it up. Be encouraged. Be encouraged and know that, again, if you are in, as long as you are in the hand of God, you can't fail. You can't fail, you can't fail, you can't fail. And so it's important to, again, count it all joy, to share in the sufferings, to even just know that you've been promoted. You have been promoted and the Lord sees so fit for you to steward and be responsible as a son of God. As a son of God. In Jesus' name. So we're going to decree and declare. I have a declaration on the screen that we are going to decree and declare. Okay, it says, and say it with your chest. Say it as you are the ambassador. You are an ambassador of Christ. Speak it. Okay. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We count it all joy through trials and tribulations, unforeseen and seen, but honor you, Lord, in your faithfulness. We declare the testing of our faith will produce steadfastness to its full effect, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We will not compromise or drop our standards, but we will wait, listen, and obey. We place our full trust in you. We speak divine order in all areas of our lives. We decree restoration, not just survival. We call angels to war on our behalf. We silence every lie and take back what was promised and plant our feet in authority. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 If you have not received Christ, going to extend salvation in this moment. If you need to know him, if you need to rededicate your life to him, I promise you it is the best thing ever. Even right now, having to endure, he is the best choice that I have made. And a lot of our peers feel the same way. So our moderator is going to put in the chat to help you on your journey when it comes to salvation. I know that trials and tribulations and disappointments come and they happen. And sometimes we want the reason behind it. We don't understand the complexities of why things are, but we have to trust God. We have to trust God and know that we don't labor alone, that we don't endure alone, that we're not even meant to endure alone, but God is with us. God is with us. God is with us, and he sees all, he knows all, and he loves you. He loves you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.